Hello, and welcome to the Bantam Audio Books Podcast. I'm back, this time from college. Yay, more editing background noises. Aha! So, I've had this idea pop across my radar twice this year. How does audience affect how a creator advertises the works? I'm going to look at a small portion of that. In particular, I'm looking at advertising through storytelling. But I know there are probably more than just the two I'm looking at. But I think we all know movie or game trailers. And those short bits on backs of books. Now, recently an article showed up on my feed called Understanding the Cultural Phenomenon of a Movie Trailer and Why It May Be More Important Than the Movie Itself. Well, now that title just doubled the length of this episode. It was on Desert, and I will link to it in the notes. It was very interesting, because I never thought that the trailer may be more important than the actual movie. I mean, that doesn't make sense, does it? Basically, the argument was that most of the time the trailer is what gets us interested in the movie. There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, we want to go to the movies with good trailers. One of the exceptions are the ends of big series. They use the new Star Wars trailer as their main example. We don't want to go see it because the trailer is cool, which it is, but because we love the story, the past movies, the characters. So instead of trying to get us into seats, trailer was designed to make us talk, get us excited, make us ask questions. Assuming the idea here is that a trailer will not get another Star Wars fan. Star Wars fan talking about the trailer might. I'm not really sure, but this one did do a good job of giving us a few hints as to what merchandise may be showing up before Christmas. The probable quality makes me cringe, but it'll be on shelves, which is good for Disney, I guess. This got me thinking. And reminded me of a podcast I had heard a while back. Kim Weiland did an episode on her podcast where she mentioned something similar. I believe it was episode 466 of Helping Writers Become Authors. Basically, her idea was that now the best books, by any standard, are often overlooked. The reasons are simple, and one of them is that great novelists are not always great at writing blurbs about their stories. I would argue that this is very uncommon, but that's something for my story medium series. The normal reader is going to look at the back of the book to see if it's going to be good, and they're more picky than they were in the past. After all, why buy the book or lug it home from the library if you don't know it's going to be worth your time? There are millions of free books on Kindle. If nothing else, you don't have to spend money or time getting them, and that's not counting other places to get them. Sadly, to sell a story, an artist, particularly a young one, must be good at both their preferred art form and a small bit of it. Trailers and blurbs must be at least as perfect, but probably more, as the story itself. Anyway, thanks for listening. Find us on Facebook at Bantam Audiobooks. Email us at bantamaudiobooks@gmail.com. We're on SoundCloud, Spotify, and a few other places. If you want to listen somewhere and I'm not there, well, let me know, and I can try to do that for you. Unless it's at Apple. We have a cold war going on with Apple right now. Till next month. See ya.